Hello there, and welcome to this informational talk. I have been on the lawfulrebellion.org website and listened to some of the audio on there, and I thought I'd do a similar talk of my own. Now, you'll find this useful if you have looked at any of the commercial redemption stuff, Lawful Rebellion stuff, Free Man movement. Let's tell you a bit about the fundamentals of this and why people are actually wanting to leave the system as it is, as it were, or be separate. So I've got several things to talk about. First one is first thing on my list says, who are you? I can imagine an answer to that. You say, who are you? Well, I'm Joe Bloggs. You're not. You are not your name. This can be tricky, alright? Basically, you are not your name. You are. For the purpose of this video, I'll say you are a man. You are not a name, whether at all caps, written in all capital letters or upper and lowercase letters, it's still a name, and you are not a name. The second item is the process of registration. Now, some people have pointed out registration has the word regis in it, which means associated with royalty, and that does come into it a bit. I think of registration as the handing over of title. It isn't always that. But I mean, like, if you register an account on YouTube or anyway, a Google account, whatever, that account has come out of nowhere, you're not really handing over a title. But then you can say the same about the birth certificate. A name has just popped out of nowhere, and someone is given the title to that. So I wouldn't really say that it's a change of title. I'd say it's just the creation of an entity. That's what I'd say a birth certificate or registration of live birth is. The process of registration. Now, Winston Shrout points out in one of his videos, I think it's the Clowner lecture, that look up the definition of delivery room. Babies are born in delivery rooms. What is the definition of a delivery room? Well, I suggest you look it up. Go to, what dictionary would I recommend? Bouvier's. iPhone app, Bouvier's Law Dictionary, I think, has it, or Barron's Dictionary of Legal Terms, another iPhone app. That's what I use, because I can't really afford all the heavy law dictionaries. So delivery basically means the handing over of title. I think it's pretty clear that something happens, something very significant happens when you register for a live birth. And if you say register for a live birth, it makes you think of a ship of shipping, doesn't it? Where a ship has a berth assigned to it, and that's where it docks. And it goes into, when you go into the court, you dock your vessel, or your entity, as I call it, docks in the dock, in the court, and the owner comes forward. The representative, authorised representative, comes forward. But anyway, so when you're born, basically when you register your birth certificate, a legal title is set up for you, and that is your name. Upper and lower case, and that is a fiction. All names are fictions, and to exist in law, you have to have a name. Everything has to have a name to exist in law. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily a bad thing, but that is basically the initial title that you get from where everything else derives. So, and then later on, another registration is, people talk about social security or national insurance in the UK registration process. Now, as far as I know, you get national insurance automatically if your parents are getting child benefits for you. And just on a different note, why do you think they're getting child benefits? Well, the reason for getting child benefits, I mean, this can be shocking to many people. You do not get, the government do not want to help you raise your children. The only reason the government gives child benefits is to help maintain the Queen's children. You become a child of the Queen, in the UK that is, in Canada also, you become a child of the government or the Queen. When you're registered, this title is given to them. Your name is owned by them via the birth certificate. You register with the government. So that's pretty simple. But then what that means is that they give your parents money because the parents are the carers. They're not the owners. The government is the owner. Your parents have, you could call it equitable interest. So it's quite sad actually, but you know, that's why they give you benefits. Obviously it does help you. I mean, but the actual principle behind it is a bit shocking. What else was there? So register. Yeah, so if you get child benefits, you get national insurance automatically, I think. Or if you don't, you have to go to an interview with someone. It's not like in America where you fill out a form, although you might fill out a form in the interview, but you go to an interview with someone from the government, or someone working for the government, in that sort of sector, I suppose you could say. You go for an interview with them to get national insurance. So Winston Shrout, many other people talk about national insurance or social security as it creates a separate entity, and I definitely agree with that. But I don't know if it is actually that, or if they just use that name in capital letters. I don't know if they actually have to create it at any point. But basically that is the all capital letter name, which is used whenever the government deals with you, whenever the tax